Julio Ojeda Zapata joins me this morning on the air to talk about something that I learned about, and he's going to give me the details on this. Julio, good morning. How are you doing, sir?
I'm great. How are you?
Great. Thanks for being on here. I saw this story earlier in the week, and I wanted to ask you about this, about the idea that instead of going out and buying the latest version of Microsoft Office, you can now sort of rent it. Are you familiar with this plan?
Yeah, you can get Office, but you don't pay for Office in one lump sum. What you do is you pay a monthly or yearly fee for it, which entitles you to future updates, which arrive automatically, and also entitle you to install the software on up to five PCs or Macs.
Oh, okay. Well, that changes things, too, because if you were going to go out and buy a version of, like, I think I had Office, the home version of Office, and now the current one is out, 2013. You can buy it for $140 and put it on your computer, but it can only be put on one computer. Is that right? If you go out and buy the,
It depends on the licensing terms, but this new arrangement doesn't make a lot of sense. If you're only using one or two computers, where the math starts to shift in your favor is if you have up to five computers in your home and you don't, and you would hypothetically have to buy Office for each one of those. That gets a little spendy. If you do the monthly fee arrangement, that's actually a pretty good deal. Especially since you're entitled to all future updates. And you can even, if you're visiting your mother and you sit down at her computer, you can even do a thing where you temporarily install that very same software on your mother's machine, and then when you're done, the software just disappears. You're just using it temporarily.
So basically, I think one of our texters shared this too, it's basically going to the cloud, right?
Yeah, sort of. You're using all the same desktop software you have in the past. You're just paying for it differently. But then you also have the option of pulling it down temporarily if you're using somebody else's computer. And then where the cloud comes in is you can go onto the internet and access your files. You can use online versions of Word and Excel if you want. Those are somewhat limited compared to the desktop versions, but they're there for you. You also have the option of storing files online via SkyDrive. You also have, you get credits for Skype if you want to make online video or audio calls.
Okay.
You get a whole bunch of goodies, but the bottom line is it's the same software you're used to. You're just paying for it differently.
And, okay.
That's kind of the bottom line. And it's different from Google Docs, where you're doing that always in the browser. This is different. Microsoft is different. Microsoft is all about desktop software.
Okay, and since I only have like one computer and my laptop, for me then this is not a smart move or not a good investment.
Yeah, and I'm a little biased. I think Microsoft's Office software is. It's just way, way too complicated for what most people need. I just use Google Docs, which in most cases it costs absolutely nothing.
Got it. Okay. Well, I guess that answers that question. I saw the story and I thought, well, I'm not sure I really understand this, so why don't I call somebody who does? And you did, and you explained it for me. Nice.
Yeah, so bottom line, if you have a lot, up to five computers in your home, and you don't want to buy Office for each one of those, the monthly fee arrangement potentially shifts in your favor.
All right. Julio Ojeda Zapata, you can read more, too, at TwinCities.com. He writes regularly there on tech news and tech stories, and he joins us from time to time to give us the updates. Hey, thanks a ton. Are you watching Super Bowl this weekend? Do you get into that?
Yeah, I watch the Super Bowl, but I fast forward through the parts where these guys in uniforms are throwing a ball around, and I just focus on the commercials.
Yeah, these silly guys in uniforms throwing that ball around. Who knows what they're doing? And then focus on the commercials. Yeah, that's a good take on it, Julio. Have a great weekend. Thanks, man.
See ya.